Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And what a day, what a show we have for you. Look, I've been wanting it. I've been crying for it, begging for it, pleading for it. Aaron, talk. Aaron, say something. Well, Aaron Rodgers talked today, all right. 32 minutes worth. It was great. He spilled his guts. He talked about why he was upset with the Packers and why he was considering retirement this summer. And we will get into that ad nauseum over the next 3 hours. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's other stuff going on, too. But that will be the lead. And so keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, man. I am great. And you?
Better.
Your mouth, right. Is your mouth sore? You went to the dentist today and they banged you up pretty good.
They banged me up real good. Yes.
Your teeth are old, man.
There were a couple of wooden ones they had to take out. You know what I mean? George Washington had wooden teeth. I'm always trying to figure that out.
Is that what they had back in the day?
Yeah, they replaced teeth with wooden. And my only thing is, the great part about having wooden teeth is that you could get a toothpick right from your tooth, Chris, if you had something stuck in there, you know? No, Sam? Nothing?
My it was so late that Sam, come on.
Sam, come on.
You just lost all power.
Sam, can you turn
power.
Off the Jim Rome you're listening to in your ear and listen to our show? Can you do that?
Did you guys see this quickly? I don't know how breaking this is, but Lamar Jackson tested positive for coronavirus?
No, I didn't see that. Yep.
Yeah. That was from this morning, so I don't know if you knew that.
But I'm not so sure how many people are really vaccinated or not.
I think the country is around, the last figure I saw, which was a couple weeks ago, was about 47%.
Right.
But I'm guessing it's around 50% right now.
A lot of people who just aren't, you know.
Rob, I saw somebody today, and like we always say, we're not doctors, right?
Right.
But I'm vaccinated, you're vaccinated. I saw someone today on television, and Rob, this was on Fox News.
Okay.
This was somebody on Fox News who said, if you're vaccinated, you're essentially out of the pandemic. He was like, look, you can still get the virus.
Right,
but your chances
not going
of dying
to the hospital,
from it,
right.
Yeah, going to the hospital, getting on a ventilator is essentially nil. He
Rob,
actually said you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
Wow.
And it's somebody on Fox News. So I'm just saying.
Wow.
But the fact that so many people aren't vaccinated, Rob, that is perhaps, right, what's keeping this thing alive.
Chris, I just went on a whirlwind tour around the United States. I was around 100 people. Right?
And you're
over
fine.
Over the last, I was on planes every other day. I did the whole, I was in the
did
airport.
Did you wear your mask on the plane?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh,
it's
you
FAA.
Still?
Yeah, okay. You still have to wear your mask on the plane.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm just saying, I don't know. Like when people say, oh, they got it, but they've taken the vaccine. I'm not saying you can't get it because you can, but I'm just wondering.
It's just not as bad.
Right,
I mean,
I'm just wondering if everybody's
on the up and up, though,
about whether or not they've gotten the vaccine. I just wonder.
Well, anyway. Well, we got Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos on a Worship Wednesday. That's always fun. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. Let's get into it, Rob. Aaron Rodgers came out today. He practiced this morning. Which is great news for Packers fans, and let's keep it real. That's great news for NFL fans. If you like the NFL, you might hate the Packers, you might hate Aaron Rodgers, but it's good news for you that he's practicing because he's a great player. He makes the game and the league much more interesting and competitive, and so it's great. But he came out after practice and spoke, and I'll give him credit. He bared his soul. He was very forthcoming, very transparent about why he was so upset with the team and where things stand now. He didn't seem to sugarcoat anything. I watched it live, and here's an excerpt of what he said.
I wanted to help the organization, maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all or were extremely lowballed or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved. I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front.
Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think he obviously had to just come clean and put it all out there so that we can move past it. You know what I mean? If he were to play coy and didn't say anything, then it would be like, oh, here we go. It's going to drag out. Everybody's going to still be trying to figure out, you know what I mean, what's right. happened. I think he
leaks,
did a good
more
thing.
Leaks and all.
Yeah,
right.
just to put it out there. And he made a lot of positive, I mean, a lot of poignant points, Chris, that makes sense, that, you know, about him trying to, you know, be a recruiter and talk about different things and whatnot. And I hear all that. I don't think that, you know, maybe the way he made it so public, but maybe he felt he had no other choice but to go public. You know what I mean?
Well, Rob, he did any- say this, and it, look, he said, I'll give you my opinion after I tell you. First, he said he had nothing whatsoever to do with the leaks. He was like, I don't know what in the world I would have to gain from leaking this story on draft day, from leaking these. He mentioned another instance. I can't remember what it was. But he said he had nothing to do with them. And he said his representation has assured him that they had nothing to do with it as well. Now, Rob, essentially, then that would mean it was the Packers. But my assumption, my guess, Rob, is that it was his agent. And that would mean his agent lied straight to Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't see how in the world this could have benefited the Packers to leak this stuff. But I could see how it would benefit Rodgers. Like, you know what I mean? My opinion, but I don't know.
I don't know where it came from. I mean, it's easy to say nobody said it. I don't think the Packers, why would the Packers leak that on draft night? I don't think that that made any sense.
Or period, because it was all negative about them, essentially. I do believe Rodgers didn't do it. Like, I believe he didn't do it, but I feel like his agent probably did.
Yeah, you just don't, you know, you really don't know. And I get why he's trying to cover his tracks, you know, to say that I wasn't the guy doing it, especially given his reputation, which was really, he had, Chris, you said it earlier, that he really wasn't the guy who talked or, you know, made a big stink about stuff. They got rid of his quarterback coach, you remember? There was no, he really didn't like it, but I don't remember him making a big stink publicly or even leaking stories that he was upset or anything. I just remember him saying, they didn't consult me, right? They just got rid of him. So, but I thought overall, the only issue, and I'll say this before you get to your point, is I think it's a double-edged sword when you talk about players and getting them involved and listening to them. Because do you really want, Chris, and this is what you have to ask yourself if you're a player, do you want them to have you at the table, nod to you, say, okay, yeah, great, all right, great input, and then go do what they want to do, and it's not what you want? So then you would say, they don't listen to me, I'm pissed, I wasted my time, they still cut the guy, they still didn't sign the guy I was talking about. Do you know what I mean? Or do you not want to be so caught up in all that? I think there's certain times and situations, and I think Charlie Casterly, Chris, who we, you know, used to be on the show or whatever, Charlie always talked about this as a GM. He never asked it for another player's permission. But if you say to him, hey, what do you think of this guy? Do you know him? You know what I mean?
Right.
What have you heard about him from other players in the league? I think that's something that's valuable. But once you get into that, if you're a player, are you now mad that they're not listening to you? Right? If you're Damian Lillard and you say, I want Jason Kidd to be the next coach, and they hire Chauncey Billups, are you mad, Chris, or not?
No, I think you make a valid point, Rob.
That's all.
And first of all, you used the right term. You said double-edged sword. And it is a double-edged sword. Let's just say you get really involved, and they're running virtually everything by you. Coach, who's going to be the next coach? Not necessarily doing everything you want, but you are like, it's more than, hey, Aaron, Jordy Nelson, we feel like he's lost a step. We're thinking about releasing him. What do you see out there? You know, that I think that's valid. Aaron understanding, look, I can give my opinion. They may not do what I want, But there are certain situations where it would be natural to go to the quarterback. We're looking at this free agent receiver. You like him? You think he fit in our scheme? You know, stuff like that. Or even this cornerback. Is he any good? You throw against him. What do you think about this? Does this guy scare you? You know, things like that. But if you go beyond that, Rob, here's the thing that very few people have mentioned, if anybody. It can also put you at odds with your teammates. If your teammates know that you are in bed with the front office and having a major say in the moves, and a teammate doesn't get the money he wanted or doesn't get the offer he wanted or gets, you know, whatever, that could put you at odds with your teammates. There were early in Magic Johnson's career, we all know he was very close with the owner, Jerry Buss. And some of the players resented that. Some of the players resented Magic. Like, he's too close to the ownership.
Right.
And so that can put you at odds. But beyond that, Rob, you could be wrong about some stuff. And so my point is, I do think Aaron does deserve to be consulted about a few things here and there. But there's a limit. That's my thing. There's a limit. A player can't be hiring the coach. Not in the NFL. Now, I think, Rob, these guys are seeing the NBA guys, the LeBron Jameses, you know, and other players have a big-time say.
But it's other than different. LeBron, who has the biggest say? Like, I hear everybody say the NBA.
Well,
like,
I think
like,
in
is
Brooklyn,
Russell Westbrook,
Kyrie,
who else?
I think in Brooklyn, KD and Kyrie had a big say. They were consulted about Nash. They even said, Kyrie was like, we don't need a coach.
No, but you who know? Else in the league, like, is really dictating,
yeah, it's only
like,
a
moves?
Handful. Only a handful. But they saw Harden leave. They saw Anthony Davis leave. That's some type of power play.
Yeah, but people have forced their way out. I get that. I just don't think that it's bigger than LeBron and maybe if you want to say the Nets. But I just don't think it's a widespread.
Nah, it's
you know
not
what
like
I mean?
every star
right,
has
right,
that type of
right.
juice. I'll give
if
you
If that was the case, Damian Lillard wouldn't be barking. He would have told him what to do, and that
right.
hasn't happened, right?
Right. And I also think, Rob, they're looking at Tom Brady in Tampa.
Yeah, and me and you, we talked off, you know, pre-show, and I just think sometimes, like, too much is made of the players. It's not like Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and said, trade this third-round pick and go get this guy and do this.
Right.
And do this. Most of the guys who they picked up, Chris, were all available.
Everybody could have gotten a
right.
AD.
Everybody.
And it was a smart move by Brady, right? I mean, the dude,
but,
nobody
but, right.
thought
he was,
that
he was available.
Right,
he was available.
He was available. Rob right. Gronkowski was retired.
Was retired wrestling. He was out
there. Teams could have made him an offer. And, yeah, he probably wouldn't have went anywhere to play other than with Brady because that's
But it wasn't
boy,
like they gave up something, right, to make a move to get him. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I
and
think
Leonard
that's a little
Fournette
overgrown.
Had gotten cut by the worst team in the league.
Right.
And nobody else wanted him. So I agree with you. But it seems to me that that's what has happened. I'm glad Aaron bore his soul. Some of it seems like, you know, you got your panties in a bunch over, I'm not going to say over nothing, but it's not huge, that big of a deal. James Jones on the NFL Network, I haven't seen him rip the Packers for how they let him go, you know. So what'd you guys think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Aaron Rodgers. Talked about why he's upset with the team. Did you agree with him or disagree? Your turn to weigh in. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, and it is a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. You saw and heard the Aaron Rodgers press conference. What were your thoughts? Let's hear what you got to say.
All right, let's kick it off with Tyler in Texas. I like that. Tyler in Texas, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Thanks, Rob. Chris, good to hear y'all. Love the show.
Thank you, bud.
You know, Chris, you kind of brought up a point that, you know, I didn't think about when I was listening, but you're right. Aaron Rodgers, if he's seen as, you know, he's kind of the guy to go to when they're, you know, he's working with upper management, whatever like that, You know, some players are going to kind of hold back. And I get it. He's defending the guys that he really wants there. But, you know, what about the other guys that, you know, they get cut, their contracts get shorted, whatever it is, you know. And he's seen in kind of both perspectives is, man, he's the good guy. He stood up for me. But then the other guy says, you know, man, I don't know if Aaron was looking out for me. I didn't know what you thought about that. But.
Tyler, I'm glad you said Absolutely. That. Chris knows this, too. You know, that was the reputation of Chris Paul, too, Chris, from some players. Like, yep. He was the general manager, am
Kenyon
I right?
Martin talked about that.
Well, we'll run you out of here, man, if you ain't, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And some players didn't like him for that.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You can't, look, it's great when a guy gets a big contract, right, and he thinks you have something to do with it, whether you did or not.
Right.
But what about when it doesn't work out?
No doubt.
You know?
And then you go, well, man, I thought I was all right. Maybe somebody must have slipped me something. You know what I mean? And derailed my deal. I thought I was getting a deal here.
And you and may then, have, Rodgers may have had nothing to do with it. But it but may that not would be seen
right,
that way.
Right. That's the way it looks. All right, Christian, in Utah, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Christian?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, yep. Sir.
So I think that this is interesting because Aaron Rodgers is finally speaking so candidly. I feel like this is super rare. But that being said, I think this means that he's for sure checked out. I think him mentioning like James Jones, Jordy Nelson, all the guys that have left.
He mentioned Charles Woodson. Think about that. Charles
won a championship with Charles Woodson.
I mean, but that Woodson hadn't played there in what, since 2012?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know? I think him mentioning all these guys that have gone, I think the damage is done and he's kind of checked out. So I think he'll give it one last hurrah, but he's done. I think him saying this like so bluntly and open faced, I think it's just done. I think he's gone.
But Christian, I think he had 500 season. I disagree with that. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and be half-baked.
Is that what he just said? Did he say a 500
season? He said 500 season. I don't see that. I think that.
They're too good for that. I mean, look, Rodgers, I don't know that he's any more. I don't know if he's any angrier than he was last year.
Right.
Last year was probably.
He was pissed last year. You remember that?
He didn't vent, right?
Right.
At least now he's gotten it off his chest.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let's go to Kevin in Culver City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I just think, you know, you guys have broken stories before. Nobody made this up. This was all Aaron Rodgers. You know, he wanted more money. He put this stuff out about Jordan Love. He was disgruntled. And, you know, we all know the biggest secret in football is vets don't like to come to training camp or mini camp. And if he didn't want to, he should have just, you know, let that be known secretly to the club. And, you know, the thing about Aaron Rodgers is, you know, he doesn't do it like Brady. You know, you think the Packers really held themselves hostage with their best player in their franchise history to make up a story about him wanting to leave? That was all Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, hey, like Brady does it, Brady's a first-class act with it. You know, he just, you know, he doesn't put it out there like that. And I just think Aaron Rodgers used all of his, you know, media people that he's close with, and players do that all the time, you know it, to get his message out, and he didn't want to be there. And, like, for once, he should just own up to it. Like, the Packers did everything this offseason to say they're not trading him, and it's clear that Aaron Rodgers was putting that narrative out there. And he was probably still disgruntled about the loss to Tom Brady in the NFC Championship game. So, you know, that's on Aaron.
Well, it's certainly – Rob, I just don't see why in the world the Packers would leak this.
Yeah, I don't understand. They don't gain anything. And if they really wanted – they wanted to, you know, I mean, everybody had him going to Denver. How many times do we read that story?
Right.
That it was done. No, I'm just saying, you know, like people were like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen tomorrow or whatever. I just remember reading the stories and going.
Right.
And we never bought it. I just didn't.
There's no way they should trade. And Rob, and I think that I do believe Rodgers when he says, I didn't say anything. I didn't leak. Because I believe, right? I'm not saying I believe it didn't come from his mouth. I don't think he was on the phone with Adam Schefter telling him this stuff. But I hate to say it because it would mean his representation just lied to him or he was lying to us about that. But I just think it probably came from his agent. We know how agents work.
No.
You know?
It could have. You know, like.
I mean, it look, there's only a few people that could say it. Right? It's not like this was known all around the league. Right. You know, there's only a couple of sources that were even possible. All right. We're going to get into the Deshaun Watson stuff. I think the Houston Texans are making a mistake with Deshaun, just not in the way that you think. I'll explain next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And let's go to another quarterback, big-name quarterback, great quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We all know what's going on. He's got the 22 women who have brought a civil suit against him. And then, Rob, what, 10 of 8 of them plus 2 others are now bringing a criminal case, right, against him. And so it's a bad situation there. But obviously you're innocent until proven guilty. He has denied it with all of his heart. And he's convincing. And so are they. I watched the women when they spoke and their lawyer, and I said, yeah, I believe them. And then I listened to him, and I said, yeah, I kind of believe him. Like they're both believable. Obviously, there's many more on the other side, so it's like 30 against 1, but still. But anyway, the NFL to date, Rob, has said, look, right now, he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. He's not suspended. He can play. And what the Houston Texans are doing, they seem to think he won't be able to play. Rob G, give us the rundown of what they've been using Deshaun Watson for in the training camp thus far.
Well, he was running some scout team offense, running quarterback. They did have a Tyrod Taylor running with the ones. Now, Coach David Culley did say that it's partly because they wanted Watson to get up to speed, that he's not been around the team, so he's not up to speed on what they're doing as an offense. But that doesn't seem to be a good excuse for why he was also, according to several reporters, standing in on defense and catching swing passes out of the backfield in some of their offensive sets.
That's bizarre. I mean, I get the scout team, and I buy what Culley's saying. He hadn't been around. We want to get him up to speed on everything. Or even if you just believe he's probably not going to be able to play. Even if you believe that, I get the scout team. That's fine. Tyrod, if Deshaun's not here, Tyrod's going to be our guy. We got to get ready to win football games, so he's going to be running with the ones. Okay. But standing in on defense? I don't get that at all. That's almost like punishment. Catching balls out of the backfield? What? I mean, honestly, that's almost like punishment for you demanding a trade. And I don't know that that's what it is, but I can't buy. You can't give me an explanation for why in the world Deshaun Watson will be playing defense and catching balls out of the backfield. Does that make any sense to you, Rob?
No, I agree. If you want to limit him, say he's got to catch up, say you need to stay in and study the playbook, the new playbook, and what we're doing and implementing. Obviously, there was a coaching change, right? Things have changed since then. COVID hasn't allowed people to really be involved. I don't know what their off-season stuff on Zoom, Chris, was. But you could say, hey, you're a little behind. We need to catch you up. But I'm not putting you out there so that you could catch a ball in the backfield and turn an ankle or break something, break a finger, Chris, catching a – you know what I mean? Like right. All these things that you could that could happen. Or you're standing in on defense or whatever it is. You're a franchise quarterback. And I don't. I'm going to walk around with cotton candy and cotton attached to your body, you know, because I don't want you to get hurt doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Even if you want to trade him, you wouldn't put him out there in risky situations.
That's what I don't get.
But here's my thing, Rob. I actually think they should be going much further in the opposite direction. I wouldn't be looking at trading Deshaun because I don't think I can't understand why in the world a team would give up anything for him of value right now when there's a good chance he might end up in jail.
Yeah, it's just it's too murky. It's too murky right now.
I wouldn't trade for him if I'm somebody else. So if I'm the Texans, I'm like, you're our quarterback. Now, I get it. You do have to protect yourself. So what I would be doing, Rob, is I would run Tyrod and Deshaun with the first team. That's what I would do. I would plan on playing him. Now, I have to protect myself, so I got Tyrod in there too. But, Rob, I'm sorry. I would play him until the NFL says I can't. I mean, he's on the team. If he's here and he's innocent until he's proven guilty, I'd play him. That's what I would do.
No, I get it. I mean, unless they have, we said this, unless they have some intel or something and the league just isn't ready to announce it or something. I mean, what else could it be? What else could it be? I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense. He's at camp. Maybe they know the shoe's going to drop, Chris. Maybe they really know it. Because
it sounds like it.
If you follow the NFL and for way less offenses, way less guys got suspended. Do you remember who was just telling us the other day that Roethlisberger got 6 games
right
in that case, and there were no charges.
It wasn't as many, obviously, as many.
No, right, and there were no charges filed against him.
Right. I mean, it was some stuff. You know.
No, but I'm saying, but charges. But right, yes, there was an investigation, but I don't think Ben ever had charges. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There
right.
was an investigation, and he got 6 games. And now you got, how many women is it now? Do we have the count? Do we have the turnstile count?
I guess it's 30, right, Rob G?
Is it 30?
No.
Nope. It'll be 24.
24, I'm sorry.
24, and then the wrench thrown into the works is that now a couple of them are criminal, right? All the right. other ones were
10 of
civil.
Them are saying criminal cases now.
Now there's a couple that say criminal.
Right. So you're probably right, but here's the thing. If I think he's going to get suspended ultimately and not be able to play, okay, I might have him out there with the team. Honestly, Rob, just kind of watching. Maybe scout team, okay. But again, defense... That is, here's the other thing with that, Rob, and maybe I'm overstating it. Does that diminish your team leader in the eyes of his players, of his teammates? When you see them treating him like a darn scrub, go out there and stand here for defense. Catch these balls out of the backfield. I think that diminishes him. What if he's found innocent?
You mean not guilty?
What if he beats this? Yeah, not guilty. What if he beats this? And he comes back and is able to play. You've diminished your leader, in my view, in the eyes of his teammates. Or also you may have given the other teammates reason to look sideways at the coaching staff or the front office or whoever's in charge.
Or they know it's worse then and they don't want to set themselves up. To putting him out there acting like everything is okay when teammates go, oh, this makes no sense. Why are they doing this? They know he ain't going to be here when it's, you know what I mean? Like
I get
like,
that, but I'm
gotta,
just saying keep be, him on the sidelines, right?
Right. Or there's got to the be something that makes them feel the way that they do, Chris, because what you're saying is 100% accurate. Why do this if you're going to have him out there at all, right? It should be either you're practicing to be the starting quarterback, or you know what? Sit this one out the way that Trevor Bauer with the Dodgers, right? Chris, he's on administrative leave. You can't pitch.
Right, right.
You can't pitch. We're doing an investigation.
You're not around.
Can't pitch. Exactly.
Yep. So it's a strange one. But look, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm with you. Look, I'd like to see him out there playing until this thing is settled. And if he's guilty, hey, he's got to suffer the consequences.
Right. Yep.
But until then, I like to see him out there, but this is strange the way that the Houston Texans are handling this situation. All right, another guy that he's not asking to be traded like Deshaun Watson is, but he seems to be on the trading block. We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We having a revival up in here. This is some storefront in the hood revival music, baby. That's what this is. This is some old sisters in hats and bonnets dancing in this the storefront from, no, church music, baby.
This is from what you call it, isn't it?
It sounds like Uptown Saturday Night.
No, this is from the Blues Brothers where the guys are levitating. Remember that church scene?
Yes, I do. I do. Is that what you're right?
Yes.
Look at Rob. Good job, Chris.
That is one of my favorite.
I've been in churches, though, like this.
Oh, I've been in churches like that, too. My church was like Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church on Merrick Boulevard. You know where my church is, Chris. You were married around the corner from my church.
Yes, indeed.
Chris was married at the glass church at the park, St. Albans Park.
The bougie beautiful triangle church.
That's what we called it, the triangle church.
Yes. All right. It is the Odd Couple. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. Ben Simmons, Rob. I said the other day that I'm hearing that Philly is going to trade him. I've talked to a few people who have said in the league who have said, "Oh, they're trading him." Now they're not going to give him away, but they are trying to trade Ben Simmons. And now the reports are coming out that the teams that at least some reporters think are most likely to get him is Miami, Toronto, and if Bradley Beal becomes available, Washington. I like him in Washington if you get rid of Russell Westbrook, and we know there's rumors about him maybe going to the Lakers. I don't really like him with the Lakers, but I like him even worse with Ben Simmons, I tell you that.
It's everybody with the Lakers. That's the rumors.
A lot of rumors out. And Rob G is eating them up like candy.
Well, that's what Laker fans do. They're still not. And that's because that Mickey Mouse championship in Orlando didn't fill them up at all. You know, like they're still not fulfilled.
Hey, that was a legitimate ring, baby.
I'm just saying, did it take place in Orlando? That's why I'm calling it Mickey Mouse. Okay.
Yeah, all right. All right, that's the only reason. But
anyway, the only reason.
The Sixers are said, Rob, to be asking for a Harden-esque return on the trade for Simmons. And that means several first-round picks. It means nice young players. In fact, there was a report that they spoke with San Antonio, and Philadelphia actually asked for 4 first-round picks, 3 pick swaps, and a young player. They might as well have asked for 4 of the 5 championship trophies that the Spurs have in their hallway in the stadium, the arena. I mean, my goodness. But I'll say this, Rob. Ben Simmons, I think he can help a team. I really do. I think if he's in the right situation, I get it. He won't shoot jumpers, can't shoot free throws. He lost it mentally in this last playoffs. But in the right situation, meaning you don't have a dominant low post big like a Joel Embiid, and you can build around Ben Simmons, put shooters around Ben Simmons, let him push the ball in transition, let him play in the inside, the dunker spot, in the post, when you're in your half-court sets. I think Ben Simmons could be very good in that situation. Kind of playing him like Giannis. He's not as good as Giannis. He's not as aggressive as Giannis. But I think he could be somewhat like that. You could play around him like that. And I've talked to some GMs in the league that feel the same way. Some don't want him, some do. But that's what I think you could do. And I'm going to say this, Rob. The Houston Rockets made a mistake. They made a mistake. They should have traded James Harden for him. Now, I know we wouldn't have the big three in Brooklyn, but they'd still be great because they'd have Kyrie and Durant. And Philadelphia, heck, they would have won a championship. Who knows? But James Harden and Joel Embiid and Houston could have built around Simmons just like I said they could have. Now, if I'm Washington, I'm trying to move Russell Westbrook, and I'm willing to trade Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons. I give him to Wes Unseld Jr., the new coach, and I build around Simmons. Because Washington, listen. Bradley Beal, listen. Even if it works out swimmingly this year for you with Russell Westbrook and Beal playing dynamic basketball together. You're not beating Brooklyn. You're not beating Milwaukee. You're not even beating Philadelphia. You couldn't beat them last year, and Joel Embiid was injured a little bit of the time. You're probably not beating Boston. And maybe I can throw Atlanta in there. So where are you going? Make moves, rebuild. You have a new coach. Give him a young roster to work with and go from there. And Bradley Beal, just ask him to trade you. To Golden State, to Philadelphia, to one of these contenders. We're wasting your time in Washington. Rob, I'm sorry I took up so much time, but that's how I feel.
No, I understand. I'm not even going to sit here and hold you up. It's just going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Would you want him? Do you think he's just? I know he's obviously damaged goods to some degree, but would you think he can be good?
I just wouldn't trade for him.
Mm. All right, 2 hours left. Odd Couple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.